Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelsang, and this is episode number 253. Today's show is another in our Movies for Adults interview series, and this is a great show if I do say so myself. And that's not due to me necessarily, but this is an important show about an important film, a thrilling film, and highly entertaining. The film, of course, out today is Operation Finale from MGM, starring Oscar Isaac, Ben Kingsley, Melanie Laurent, Lior Raz, Nick Kroll, Haley Lou Richardson, Joe Alwyn, Pepe Rapazote, and Greta Sacchi. It's produced by Brian Kavanaugh Jones and Jason Speier. First, my review, and then we'll follow with interviews from actors Oscar Isaac and Sir Ben Kingsley, stars of the new film Operation Finale. Operation Finale is a true story, and these are always some of my favorites. Operation Finale is also a story our Not Old Better audience will enjoy because it's an excellent history lesson. Operation Finale is the true story of a manhunt for one of the Nazis' top architects of the Holocaust, Adolf Eichmann, played brilliantly by Sir Ben Kingsley. Again, for our Not Old Better audience, Operation Finale takes place in 1960 when word comes down that Adolf Eichmann, the so-called architect of the Nazis' final solution during World War II, has been located, living quietly in Buenos Aires with his wife and two sons. Hitler's deadliest lieutenant had escaped, but is found in Buenos Aires, Brazil. Israeli secret agent Peter Malkin, played by Oscar Isaac, is assigned to get him. But there's a catch. Eichmann must be brought back to Israel alive to stand trial. Malkin assembles his team, including his ex, Hannah Melanie Laurent, a doctor whom he can trust to administer sedatives to Eichmann. The grab goes well, but there's a delay, and in order to secure a plane back home, they must get Eichmann's signature on a letter of agreement. Malcolm starts interacting with Eichmann, putting everything at risk. Meanwhile, the Nazi-sympathizing Argentinian authorities have stumbled on a clue to Eichmann's whereabouts, and time is running out. Let's listen to this important foundational scene from the film when character Peter Malkin, played by Oscar Isaac, discusses with his small team the best efforts to extract Eichmann from his now known whereabouts and how much planning goes into the attempt and the deception needed to make it all work.
If you want to get him out alive, you need a basic crew. No soldiers, no guns, period. If we get into a shootout, we've failed already. And it says here that you wanted to extract him via shipping container, but that would take weeks. We do that, he won't make it past Rio. The only way is by plane.
Our military plans can't reach Argentina. You think I haven't thought about it?
No. Sorry, of course, sir. Of course. I'm guessing El Al is not an option?
El Al doesn't fly commercially to Argentina.
Perhaps if we had a good cover story, they could be convinced.
Maybe.
You said it's Argentina's 150th anniversary, right? So we get ambassadors, politicians, whatever, send them over there to say Mazel Tov, hurrah for independence. Then we sneak Eichmann on board, airlift him here direct.
What about airport security?
I'll disguise him to look like one of us.
He'll struggle.
We'll sedate him.
I love that scene. And you get a sense of the quality of this film. Operation Finale is excellent, and it's an excellent depiction of a real event, but it softens the edges of this true Holocaust-related story, providing a familiar Hollywood thriller template that works without demeaning the events at the center of the film. I thought it was less grim than it could have been, making it, for better or worse, more palatable for our Not Old Better audiences and families too. The character Peter Malkin, played by Oscar Isaac, who we'll hear from next, is an unorthodox rebel, making him appealing in a kind of Humphrey Bogart-like way. There are montages of the team getting ready for their assignment and the introduction of the ex-girlfriend character to provide some playful male-female banter from time to time is really great. While the rest of the cast members are mainly placeholders, Oscar Isaac plays Malcolm with a smoldering confidence, and he's hugely appealing. Sir Ben Kingsley, who we'll speak to last today, has the more difficult role, in my opinion, playing a man who's definitely guilty and possibly a monster, but who's more complex than we might imagine. His scenes with Oscar Isaac have an electricity as they bash their heads together in an effort to come to some kind of truth here. A few well-placed, well-framed flashbacks reveal the actual horrors of the Holocaust, underlining just what was done and what was lost. Yet, the film doesn't try to get too artsy or too self-important. Operation Finale brings proper respect and dignity that the material deserves, and is timely, important, and highly entertaining. Operation Finale is a must-see viewing, in my opinion, and the Not Old Better audience will enjoy this film immensely. Go see it this weekend. And now my conversation with actor Oscar Isaac, who plays Peter Malkin, a Mossad agent, and Adolf Eichmann's hunter in the film Operation Finale. Oscar Isaac, I've described the film Operation Finale a bit, but tell us in your words a quick plot summary, a setup about Adolf Eichmann and what he's up to, where he's living when found, and what comes next.
The setup for the movie is Eichmann, one of the architect of the Holocaust, has been found, and he is in Argentina, in Buenos Aires. And a call comes into the Mossad that they've found him, they know where he is. And so a group is assembled, and this all really happened, a group is assembled to go to Buenos Aires to make sure that it is in fact him, and then kidnap him, capture him without anyone noticing, and fly him out of there. Again, without the government noticing, without his family noticing, without anyone even knowing what's happened until he is in Israel and can stand trial. So this is the story that follows that operation.
And your character, Peter Malkin, an interesting guy, stoic, strong, all business, and a talented person, but he ends up with a strange relationship with Eichmann.
Malkin, the reason why he was the guy that was brought on board was because he's a physical guy, and he was the one that was going to figure out how to actually get the guy, grab the guy, and bring him back. And that was supposed to be pretty much it. Also, to disguise him, he was a master of disguises, and he was an artist, self-taught artist, did a lot of painting and drawing and sculpture, and so he was made great with his hands. And the fact that he ends up filling this strange role that he didn't expect, which is the person to empathize with this monster, the seemingly unempathizable person. And he realizes this is his job, which in a way is the hardest job of all, is how to relate to someone that has done these horrible things to him, to his own family, to his own sister. And, you know, and so the conflict within wanting to get the job done, but in order to get the job done, you're having to do something that's pretty vile.
We'll be speaking with Sir Ben Kingsley next. This is another intense role for him, and he has a tough character to play. What was that like for you? And then how about the rest of the cast?
The day before shooting, Sir Ben and I got together and we had a dinner where we had a lot of drinks and a lot of fun and talked about all sorts of things. And at the end of that, he said, all right, now forgive me if from here on out, all I'm able to muster up is a good morning, because I'm going into this bubble, and it's such a, for him, such a challenging and difficult character to play, because he himself, you can't help but get infected by some of the energy. That he needed to go down in that way. So, and that was an incredible commitment that he really had the discipline to maintain throughout this whole shooting. It's an amazing ensemble that's been put together for everyone across the board. But the people that I work with so closely, like Melanie, Laurent, and Nick Kroll, and Michael Aronoff, and Greg Hill, Lior, it's just, they're such great actors, and really really fun people to be around. It was great to get to hang out that much with Nick. He's one of the funniest people I've ever met. And with Melanie as well, working constantly on trying to really reveal the nature of that relationship and track it through and make it make sense, but also be surprising, also not be the cliche that you expect. And it's a very subtle and complex subplot happening through the film. Yeah. And I think that we've been really diligent to try to make it be truthful, but also something that has classic elements for a story like this.
And lastly for you, because this is such an important historical film, what do you want audiences to walk away with from it?
I think first and foremost, we're trying to make a good movie. We're trying to make a movie that will be entertaining, but also that will be emotionally engaging, that will share in a very detailed way a piece of incredible history that happened. And I think there's some incredible insights into what justice is and how to deal with the enemy and what separates the kind of that philosophy, that Nazi fascist philosophy versus the humanist one, the one that is based in empathy and a sense of right.
And now my conversation with actor Sir Ben Kingsley, who plays Nazi war criminal Adolf Eichmann in the film Operation Finale. Over the many years and many roles, Sir Ben Kingsley, you've remembered the Holocaust. Do you consider this a privilege to play this role? And what does it mean to be in this film now, telling this story?
I'm eternally grateful for those invitations to participate in the telling of an extraordinary story that possibly may never be forgiven, mustn't be forgotten, and probably will never be fully understood. But I've been very privileged to be invited to voice. If you look at some of the many threads in the work that I do, one of the threads is certainly the memory of the Holocaust, and I, as a storyteller and as an actor, perpetuating that memory in the light of experiences that I've had. And when you kindly invited me to, when I was kindly invited to join this extraordinary project, it immediately connected to a previously existing thread, if you like. We have filmed terrible things, but then surely I think it's perhaps our duty, but our calling, to say to a generation of viewers, I'm sorry, boys and girls, but this did happen. Yeah. And it's I think capturing that and handing it to the audience in some ways has its triumphs as well. And in order to show the boys and girls of today what we are capable of, we'll have its terrible, tragic, dark days. And we film them as storytellers.
The Mossad role, all true, is dramatic and powerful. Was that what drew you to the role? Which is absolutely thrilling, by the way.
The Mossad thread of the story is thrilling. In the hidden monster, complacent hidden monster, reflecting over the murders, is found, is captured, and is made to stand up and say, "Yes, I did it." That's the important thing. This is going to be a thrilling picture because it is redemptive and it's triumphant. It is the story of the capturing and bringing to justice of a monster and honoring the hallowed memory of all that monster's victims. That in itself is a triumph. Also, the search for him, the hunt for him, the preparation, the disguises, the subterfuge involved, the risks, the terrible risks involved in Buenos Aires at that time, the involvement of Ben-Gurion, of Israel, all of this is absolutely thrilling. My corner of it comes from my own experience, but I am a color on a canvas that is ultimately redemptive and thrilling and very exciting and beautiful as a film. And it's very, very rare and wonderful. Wonderful.
Yes, absolutely wonderful. The film is wonderful. Again, I give Operation Fidelity 4.5 out of 5 stars as a thrilling, suspenseful, and highly entertaining film. Thanks to MGM and EPK-TV for help in arranging the interviews. As always, go see Operation Fidelity for all the right reasons. And remember, let's talk about better, the Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.